get carsick.
Well, luckily, this is a rocket. Oh. It'll be fun! You're furthering science. Goddard, wrench. Thanks, Kyle. Good job.
Okay, but you promised to help me with math class.
Sure, I know. Okay, I will. I will. Okay, recite your whole numbers in descending order, starting with five, Carl.
Five?
Yes.
Five.
Good.
Four.
Yes.
Three.
Excellent.
Two. One.
Blast off! This time.
Jimmy? James Isaac Neutron, you get yourself down here this instant. Jimmy, how many times have we told you not to launch your friends off the roof?
Probably nine. Exactly nine. They say repetition is good for a developing brain.
And what about Carl? Where is his brain right now?
Just exiting lower atmosphere, entering the stratosphere. He's completely safe, Mom.
My head is bobbing.
The stratosphere? Oh, what kind of place is that for a 10-year-old?
Water vapor and solar radiation combining to create stratus, nimbus, and cumulus clouds. Quite pleasant and well protected by the ozone layer.
Well, I don't want you fooling around with these things anymore.
But I'm just a kid, you know. I don't know what I'd do if I don't finish testing my new engine designs. The full-scale prototype is just about ready.
All right, nice try. You can just prototype yourself right up to your room. Your father will have a few words to say to you when he gets home.
You see, Jimmy. Jim, James, son, let me tell you a little bit about rockets. They're big people things, son. You just can't go around playing with big people, fiery, flying things. Because that's what rockets are. Rockets are flying things. Well, I hope this talk has helped. Oh, by the way, Mom says you're grounded. Sorry!
Just isn't fair, Goddard. What good is a 10-year-old if he can't test nuclear propulsion units? Huh? Tell me. Options. Love me. Right. Nope. Next. Oh, that'll take too long. Next. That's it! That's it, Goddard. We'll run away! That'll show 'em.
Here come Mr. Walking Man, Mr. Walking Man, walking over.
You're right, dear. This birthmark does resemble Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Oh, son, didn't even see you there. Hey, aren't you supposed to be in bed upstairs?
Well, Goddard and I are. Well, we're running away from home.
Jimmy Neutron, you march yourself.
That's how it's got to be, son. Your mom and I are going to miss you.
You?
Hey.
Well, okay. I'm really, really going. Really?
Okay. I just hope before you leave that you've given this some thought, because out there, it's not what you think, son. But you're a big boy. Don't forget to write. Bye-bye.
Hugh, what are you doing? We've got to go get him.
I'm using psychology. He'll be home before dinner, honey. Trust me. When I was Jimmy's age, I, too, ran away from home. I made it about three blocks before my bladder gave out, and I had to go home just to get a new diaper.
You were Jimmy's age?
Yeah, a little older, actually.
Oh.
DNA match confirmed. Welcome, Jimmy. You are cleared for entry.
Thanks, Fox. Come on, boy.
You're sure he'll be safe?
Honey, does a bear have a butt in the woods?
as good a time as any for a test flight. Ready, Goddard? Okay, commencing countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2...
I think we should go look for him.
Honey, will you trust me? 30 minutes tops. I mean, how far could the little guy go?
Jimmy, where's the bathroom in this thing?
Excuse me, sir. Pardon me, sir.
What pardon me, is sir. It?
30 minutes, sir, before we're on range of the Earth, oh great squishy one.
Happiness and elation. The Earthlings will soon kneel to their new oozing masters. More power.
More power! Did you hear him? Yes. Thank you, sir. You look very good today, sir.
Okay, Goddard. That should do it. Controls are responding normally. Looks like a smooth ride now.
Oh, distinguished spongy leader. The air has detected us. They have launched their defenses. What are your orders?
Bring the Earth creature to me. Alive!
Okay.
I already told you. My name's Jimmy Neutron.
Yes, right.
I'm a kid. I don't know anything about Earth defenses. I just got mad and ran away from home in my rocket. That's all. Honest.
Little Jimmy Neutron built himself a rocket. Well, I find that very difficult to believe. A homemade, fiery, flying thing.
Please.
Dad was right. This isn't what I expected at all.
Running away from a comfortable and protected environment and genetically related humanoids who encompass you with great love and affection and are probably worried sick. Yeah, right.
Well, they won't worry for long, will they, sir? In a few moments, we will conquer the puny Earthlings. And whoever cuts your hair, oh my God, like... with our superior technology, you and your people... will be our slaves! Be our slaves!
Hey, stop it!
Absolutely, sir!
Not if I can help it! Sick 'em, Goddard! Now, stand back, or I'll spill ya!
No, please! I crack easily. You win! You wet spots!
Getting closer! You gotta do something!
you. Turn around! You haven't seen the last of us, Jimmy Neutron!
Yes, sir. You tell him yes, sir.
Hold on, boy. We're going in too steep. It's gonna be bumpy.
That does it. I'm going after him.
Oh, now, sugar booger.
Now, don't you sugar booger me.
Sugar booger.
Nope.
Booger. See? What did I tell you? They were probably just outside the whole time.
Jimmy, you had us so worried.
I'm sorry, Mom. I don't really want to leave. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too, dear.
Hey, let me tell you a few things about love, Jimmy. You see, love is a many splendored thing. That's it. It's a splendored thing, Jimmy.
Mrs. Neutron, may I use your restroom? They really got it. Oh, never mind.